Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Gossip and Grigio. I'm Stephanie, and today's episode is all about side hustles. Everyone has them, just about. I have one, Macy's got a couple. Every time I go on Instagram, there's at least one obnoxious post about like hashtag rise and grind, hashtag make money, hashtag boss moves. And I'm just like, when is enough enough? Haven't we worked enough? I mean, I'm exhausted. I don't know about you, but I'm literally just tired. I feel like I have not worked this much in a long time, especially because of this pandemic. There's literally nothing else to do but work. Can't go actually do anything fun. So I feel like I need to be productive. I need to actually do something. I can't stay in this tiny apartment forever, all day, every day. So I go from my one job to my second job because I just, what else is there to do? And I've kind of reached this point where I'm just like, I think I have burnout. I'm just exhausted. I was going to work this weekend and I was like on my way out the door and I'm tired. I'm actually physically tired. I literally work all week and now it's the weekend. And before the pandemic, I would have, I don't know, gone to brunch, gone out, done something fun. I would have probably traveled. I would have done something with my time. I would have probably been hungover from a club before. And now I can't do that. So what else is there to do but work? And that seems like a really productive, positive thing. But on the flip side is, you know, my own mental state. I'm tired. And it's weird because I feel tired, but I haven't actually done anything. I feel like I could do more. And every time I do something, I feel like I could do more. Even if I like this weekend, I didn't work, but I'm like, okay, well, there's some craft projects I need to do. I need to fix some furniture around my house, so let me go ahead and do that. So I didn't actually just sit still. I still was doing something. I don't know how to turn off. If that makes sense. Like I don't have an off switch. So that's something I've been trying to explore and just be honest with myself that it's okay to just sit down. It's okay to just watch Netflix and not do something else. Like, I feel like if I watch Netflix, I also have to do something else, or else that's just being lazy. But sometimes it's okay to be lazy. I'm telling you right now, it's okay to be lazy sometimes. And sometimes I need to tell myself that. This actually is kind of reminding me of something the other day. Okay, speaking of crafts. Okay, we're going to get into the podcast in a minute, but speaking of crafts, I was at the Michaels craft store the other day, picking up some stuff and some paint for my furniture. I have to paint my coffee table, but that's neither here nor there. I was at the Michaels craft store on Peachtree in Piedmont, and this woman was behind me in line, and this is also on theme for working. She had a ton, and I'm talking like a shit ton. She had an entire cart full of office supplies, canvases. I think I saw a stapler. There was just like all this stuff for an office, like an at-home office. And I was like, oh, I feel in my head like, oh, okay, well, cool. She's, you know, setting up maybe a new office. Maybe she just got a new job, you know, but I wasn't really thinking anything of it. Next thing I know, because this line was moving unbelievably slowly, the woman is no longer behind me. She's walked around the perimeter of the store and out the front door with all of her supplies in tow. I could not, have you ever just been completely stunned and could not believe what you just witnessed? I could not believe I just witnessed this woman steal an entire cart full of office supplies from the Michaels craft store. Oh my gosh. I didn't want to say anything because I was like, I couldn't have been the only person who just saw her walk out the front door with all the stuff she didn't pay for. And then I was also thinking, well, maybe she has something on her phone that allows her to check out. Like, I don't know. Maybe Michael's craft store has become extremely technologically advanced or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to rat on this woman because maybe she works there. Maybe she was using some type of discount that I didn't know about, and maybe she just had like a lot of Michael's craft store like points earned up, so she earned all the stuff that was in her cart. I don't really know the Michael's craft store system, so I felt like it wasn't for me to say. But then also I was looking around, like, did anyone else witness this woman walk out the store full of with a cart full of stuff? And I was thinking, well, maybe she needs all of it. Maybe she couldn't, maybe she needed all of that stuff because she just started a new job. Like I was thinking like of an entire backstory for this woman. I didn't even know her, but I also felt like I couldn't say anything. And then also I watched her walk from the front of the store out the front door to her giant Suburban. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe she's not work like hurting for cash. She also had like a really nice Louis Vuitton bag. So I don't know. Maybe she's just a kleptomaniac. That's something maybe she needs to work on in therapy. I don't know. That's neither here nor there. It's unclear of her issues. But I didn't say anything, and I kind of felt really bad about it. But then I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to be Karen. I don't know. Okay, comment on our Instagram at Gossip and Grigio what you think I should have done. Would you have totally ratted on this woman or just stayed silent and your mouth on the, like, your mouth ajar? Would you have just completely said nothing like I did, like a little wimp? Or would you have just, like, stood there in shock? Like, would you have just stood there in shock like I did, like a little wimp? Or, like, I'm literally getting hot just talking about it. Like, I just saw someone steal. Like, I. Or. Would you have said something? I don't know. Let me know what you think. Okay, now getting into the podcast, Macy and I have a lot to talk about on the subject of side hustles. Macy has about three or four jobs. I've got two, and we're both freaking exhausted. So we have a lot to talk about on this topic. So on to the podcast. So stay tuned. Hello? Hey,
Hey.
let me see if I can.
I can't see you.
I'm trying to fix that. Oh, my webcam's off,
Oh.
duh. Okay. Hey.
Yeah, sorry, we got stuck doing lawn work, yard work.
Oh, that's okay.
Trying to hopefully get some grass because it's just like straight hard clay. So we got tons of bags of dirt from Home Depot and dumped them and like spread it around. And we're gonna plant some grass seeds and hopefully that will work.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Okay, sure. Wait, you mean that? Do you like gardening?
No, it was not fun. I mean,
Oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
kind of satisfying once you're done. But I can tell I'm gonna be sore tomorrow with my body from all the bending over. And I got a few plants too and planted them. But yeah, I can tell I'm gonna be sore. But it looks nice. The yard looks a lot better already. I mean, it's still just dirt, but now it's black dirt instead of the clay. I don't know.
It's funny. Yeah, I wait, clay like Georgia clay, like red clay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you don't like that? Most
Well,
people love that.
it doesn't grow anything. It's just like it gets, ours is so hard. It's almost turned into rock almost. It's the top of it is so hard and condensed that plants don't want to grow, or that nothing grows naturally. Like if I plant a bush, we have some bushes that I've planted that are good, but like grass and weed, there's not even any weeds. It's weird. They just don't want to grow in the clay.
That's funny. Yeah, I like would love to have a garden one day, like a really pretty like garden, but I the thought of me making the garden makes me not want a garden.
I know.
However, I want to get like a little thing for my windowsill for like the railing, like so it can have like a
Oh, yeah.
little railing garden, but like just have like roses and well, I can't make roses, I guess, but just like have like tulips or something.
Yeah, you know what I figured out recently? So you know tulips and things that come from a bulb, you know, like the bulb you plant. I didn't realize this, maybe everybody knew this, but the bulb comes back. Like you plant it and it turns into a flower, and then whenever it blooms and winter comes and it dies, you think it's like dead, but it actually like comes back the next year. The bulb is still just waiting. I don't know if everybody knew this, but I was like, wow, I'm really pumped about it because I actually got some bulbs and planted them because it seemed very low effort. Like it'll come back next year. It's not gonna die.
Oh yeah, they always come back next year. I know that because my roommate, she planted tulips and they would just spring up. I don't know. Frankie, please. He's
Yeah,
meowing at the wall.
I think maybe in Florida bulbs aren't as popular because the ground is pretty sandy.
Yeah. And
Hard
they
when
have the weird grass, the hard grass.
Yeah, maybe that's why, I don't know. Maybe I think I knew it, but I never thought about it. Now that I have a house and I want to plant things, I just hadn't. So I'm pumped about it because it seems really easy.
Sexy, right? Sorry. Allergies are killing me today. Oh, okay. How do you feel about plants inside your house?
I like it. I have a bunch. You've
I
seen
hate
them.
that. I hate that. I hate that. I don't know why. It's like one of the biggest pet peeves. Like I like flowers because there's no dirt. Like just, like in a vase. But like I don't know. I don't like potted plants. I don't like dirt inside the house. I don't
Yeah.
know. I think maybe like when I was a kid, my mom used to have like a lot of potted plants around the house, and whenever she'd pick them up to water them, or like if it would fall, the dirt would be everywhere and it'd be a huge mess. And I'd be like, why is there dirt in the house?
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah, I
know.
mean, I can see that. I haven't really had any issues with them making a mess. I like it because it's supposed to help clean the air. At least it makes me feel like my air quality is a little bit better because the plants help make more oxygen. It's almost just makes me feel like I'm being making a healthier environment or something. But who knows
Gotcha.
how much oxygen they actually give to my living room.
Sure. I can see that.
So you want to talk
Yeah, we can
about,
get going. We can
yeah.
get started since
You
we
want.
don't have a lot of time. So I guess today, actually, let me, I have, do you have anything to drink?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me neither.
I know. I can
It's
grab
the
one.
middle.
I'll grab a drink right now. I just thought maybe you weren't since you were going to yoga. So.
Listen, I don't care. See, this is how I feel. If I drink and then go to yoga, it's perfect because it's hot and it detoxes me. Okay, great. I'm glad I can be a good influence on you. Okay.
I don't think I'll have anything. I've already thought about it. I don't think I'm gonna have anything tomorrow for Bachelor because I just feel like I've been drinking too much lately. Like I need a break. But
Same.
weekend.
Sometimes I take a break. But I'm just having this much. That's not a lot. Oh, what are you drinking?
It is Sweetwater Hard Seltzer, like their new one. I just got it at the store yesterday. It's pretty good. I like it.
Nice.
It says it has electrolytes in it.
Oh my God. Well, you're gonna need
Whatever
that
that
if you're
means.
drinking, right?
Does anybody even know what electrolytes are or what they do?
Yeah, they like give you energy or something.
Well, that's what you think because of Gatorade. You're like, oh, Gatorade has electrolytes and but what are they even? It's so they're just weird. I don't know.
I don't know. I know, like, once I fainted, I went to the hospital and they gave me like a lot of electrolytes.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, so hi Macy, welcome. Well, I don't have to say like, welcome, I guess, because you're a co-host. So, okay, I don't know an intro. I don't know what our new intro should be.
Maybe you can just introduce yourself and you can this one podcast I like, what there's two people that do it and the one guy. He always just kind of introduces both of them. He's like, I'm Knox and this is Jamie and we're, I don't know, like he just kind of introduces both of them. So maybe actually, so you could do the intro. You could say like who that it's you're Stephanie, I'm Macy. And then this is what this other podcast does. Then the second girl, she says, and today we're gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk and it they just kind of like switch off
Okay,
seamlessly.
so I can say I'm Stephanie and you're Macy, or I'm Stephanie and this is Macy, and then you can say, hey, and today we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also say Gossiping Grigio too.
Okay. All right, one, two, and I'm gonna ask you what you're drinking again because I'm gonna start it from here.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, and welcome to Gossip and Grigio. I'm your host, Stephanie, and this is our co-host, Macy.
Hey, today we're going to talk about side hustles. Do you have one? Should you get one? Are they annoying? Should you, everything about side hustles. Stephanie, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a red wine from Trader Joe's.
Oh, yes,
It's a Shiraz.
the Charles
Yes.
Shaw.
No, it's not the Charles Shaw. Oh yeah, it is Charles Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
2016. It's aged, okay?
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah. Getting your $3 worth here. What are you drinking?
Sweetwater Hard Seltzer. They have a new one. It's this one is mango passion fruit. It's really good. I just tried it. I just got it yesterday. It's really I really like it. Highly recommend.
Nice. Okay, side hustles. We both have side hustles, so I thought this was appropriate. But so I do some delivery and ride sharing on top of my full-time 40 hours a week job. Plus, I also do the podcast, and I've been doing that for I guess maybe 5 years. This the ride sharing and having a full-time job, but yeah, I thought it was appropriate to get back into Ubering with everything being so unsteady now with a pandemic. But what about
So are
you?
you,
Did you?
yeah, do, are you mostly doing it because just to have some extra money or as to just like pay bills or what's your main motivation to do that with your full-time job?
It's like extra money. Like, I feel like my full-time job pretty much just covers my bills. But if I want to actually go shopping or go out to eat or buy, like, the nice wine and cheese, and not have to budget, I feel like, yeah, that's why I do it.
Do you keep your Uber money separate from your regular money? Is there a way that you keep track of that?
I don't. So I really should. Yeah, I really should. And it gets really confusing. So, but I have all of my rideshare money going on to one specific card.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it is separate, but then like my tax returns just went on to that card. And if I, get anything from the government, it also goes on to that card. So, I mean, yeah, I guess it is separate, but I don't really keep
Yeah.
track of like, oh, I'm gonna go grocery shopping. Let me use this card. I don't do that. I just kind of interchange them, which is bad.
Yeah. I have done a lot of random side hustles, and it's always kind of for what you say. Like, I hate spending money on, I just feel guilty or bad about spending money on clothes or just different extra things, even though I should be able to budget for it. I just feel like I'm wasting money. So I like whenever I have a side hustle or extra money, I feel like, oh, now I can just waste this money. Like I can buy whatever I want with it because this is just extra.
Exactly. Which is
But
terrible, but it's true. Like,
I know.
okay, so we went to go get facials the other day, right? Was that Monday? So yeah, so if I didn't do rideshare, I probably wouldn't have done something frivolous like get a facial. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm trying to remember my first. Right now, I don't really have anything except for you saw it, it's on my car.
Oh my gosh, yes.
When I first got laid off a year ago from due to COVID,
Yes,
I
yes.
was applying. I was like side hustle city. Like I did Shipt and Instacart, like the shopper type thing.
My mom loves Instacart. It's like, I feel like, okay, who uses it? Like, who did you drop? I have so many questions. Who did you drop off Instacart for? Like, was it like elderly people or just people that didn't want to go to the store?
Yeah, so I was very during the hot time of the pandemic is when I did it. So I was just like a lot of more normal, like regular people, because I think a lot of people were too scared to go to the store. And I'm like, sure, I guess I'll risk my life for you.
Oh my God.
That was a really hot time for Instacart and Shipt. But Instacart, so I did notice a difference between the clientele between Instacart and Shipt. I tried to do both just to see what was, because you kind of just log on, kind of like Uber, and just see what's on there and see if you can grab anything. Instacart was a little bit richer people, honestly. From the like it was like nicer like houses or nicer places. And then Shipt seemed to be more like apartments or like regular or even like students. There was a couple I did around the Georgia Tech area. And I'm not sure why that is, but and maybe that was just the chance of the random things I got assigned. But Instacart seemed to be more like middle class, upper middle class, and then Shipt was like lower middle or like students, or I don't know. That's just from my brief observations. But it's tip heavy, so you get paid by Instacart and Shipt, but then it's honestly like 50% of my pay was tips.
Wow.
So it was tough if somebody didn't tip or they barely did. But the nice thing about Instacart is they choose a tip before it even gets picked up by you. So when I'm looking on the app, I see, okay, this one has a $10 tip. Like I'm gonna take it. Shipt is after the fact, so it's hard to say. You have no. It was more of rolling the dice because some people just don't tip at all, or it was low, and they also might forget, because I've done Shipt before where it'll like email me and it's like a couple days later and I'll be like, you need to leave a tip. I'm like, oh crap, I didn't leave a tip. So the system was Shipt, I didn't love it as much, but anyway, that actually wasn't too much of a side hustle. So that was more of just like my normal hustle because I was got laid off, but I also was getting unemployment too, so I guess it was sort of a side hustle to my unemployment.
Should I air the fact that you got unemployment? Well,
Yeah, of
you're
course.
jigging the system.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky because I think,
Because you weren't really, because it wasn't as much as what you were making
yeah,
at
and it
your
was a
regular
contractor.
job.
Yeah, and I was a contract. Oh my gosh, I forgot how complicated this is going to make taxes this year. Oh my gosh, but
Oh, I just filed my taxes. Like, I filed my taxes the day before you were allowed to. Like, so it was just kind of waiting, and I don't know.
digital land until like the IRS would accept it, because I wanted that refund so quick and I didn't get that $600 stimulus. So yeah, so I had to claim it on my taxes. So I was like, I want this. Like, so yeah, so I finally got it back. Please, Frankie, yeah, please.
Yeah, we got the $600 stimulus. I don't know why we did. Like, I heard a lot of people didn't get it.
Yeah. I didn't get it because, and I called the IRS, which was like a fun time. And they were just like, oh yeah, some people just didn't. So you're just going to have to claim it on your taxes. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, come on.
Like, how is that an answer?
Jesus.
Some people just didn't get it.
But they always seem to take out their money of my paychecks. How about that?
I know.
And you know what? Okay. I want to start like an Instagram account. This is so off the topic, but I want to start an Instagram account that just goes over like all the potholes in Atlanta. And then I want to show how much my paycheck has been taken out like for taxes for Georgia. And like, oh, not one penny of my taxes that was taken out of my paycheck went to fix this pothole. You have something to say, Keisha Lance Bottoms?
I think we've talked about this before. I think since we're paying the government, that they should provide us with some sort of line
itemized.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, what are you doing? Like, if they
do. Like, if you Google it, they have like, you know, how much of the state's budget goes to such and such.
Well, okay, that's true. That's a lot of math, though. I want them to do it for me and tell me, you know, if I pay $1,000, if I pay $1,000 in taxes, I want you tell me how much is like
where it went.
Yeah, I'm irritated about litter too. Like in my neighborhood, there's a lot of litter problems, which obviously isn't just the government. Like it's annoying, stupid people littering all the time.
Right.
But I feel like the government should be trying to clean it up because the city looks pretty trashy when there's litter everywhere. So what are we doing? I would love to spend some tax dollars on picking up litter because I'm tired of picking it up around my house. I'm so tired of it. It's like doing your nails. Like it lasts like 4 days. And then I'm like, why did I do that? Now I have to pick it up again. There's more litter.
You pick it up with your bare hands?
No, I use, I have like a little picker upper thing.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
you told me about that.
Yeah. But I mean, like if you know, you do your nails and they last a couple days and you chip it and you're like, oh, what was the point of me doing this? And then
yeah.
I feel like picking up the litter, I feel the same way. It's like I pick it all up and it looks good for only a couple of days before people start littering again. And it's really frustrating. Anyway, taxes, super fun. But yeah, I don't even think I explained it. So I have an advertisement on my car right now that I filled out. It was carvertize.com. I filled it out when I first got laid off. Yeah. When I first got laid off, I applied for it and they said, oh, we'll reach out if you qualify for any campaigns. And they didn't reach out until about 2 weeks ago. So it took them a year before I qualified. Yeah.
Maybe they were just like over flooded with people or something.
Or I think also they might not have even had any Atlanta campaigns. Like I think they let you apply even if they, because they also have to get customers that will pay them to do car advertisements. So right now I have a mask on my car.
It's
like a blue mask on the, yeah, it says mask up. And it's funny. I've gotten a couple people that like are happy and like do a thumbs up or something or smile. And then John was driving it yesterday and he said somebody flipped him off. He thinks,
really? Yeah, was it his driving skills?
No, he said he was just sitting there at a stop sign waiting to turn and some guy flipped him off.
Oh my gosh.
So
yeah, you guys should go driving in Kennesaw. Did I tell you about what happened to me in Kennesaw?
I'm not sure. I don't remember Kennesaw specifically.
How I picked up this really.
Oh, yes. The Uber, yeah. Horrible people. Yeah.
Yeah. From this whole very interesting family. Let's just say they talk a little bit like this. And I picked them up from a gun range because that's where they were having their holiday party. And they did not want to wear a mask because the government's a liar. So, yeah, that's how that. And he broke my door. Okay, he's like, I don't want to have to wear no mask. He's so bad. like, it was traumatizing. I was traumatized. I am traumatized. Was traumatized. Bitch, I am traumatized. Oh my God. It was a lot. So, I mean, it's stuff like that, like situations like that, that makes me think, like, do I really want to have like all the, like, a side hustle? And should I, if I quit, you know, doing rideshare, would I be able to just like survive on my like regular budget? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's stuff like that, but I don't know. I like being financially independent, and I feel like right now it's good to have like a little bit of cushion as well. Excuse me. And be able to save a little something, because you never know what's going to happen. Like, you know, I don't know. It kind of freaks me out, because I mean, the fact that, you know, someone I know, you, your job was affected by this pandemic, like, you know, and that's shocking to me, because I mean, I know you're a good employer, and there's no reason that you would ever have to consider not having a job other than this stupid fucking virus going around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just feel like it can happen to anyone, so I feel like I have to put up with the bullshit so that I can have like a cushion, because I mean, my job's not promised tomorrow, and that's what freaks me out, you know? It's not promised for anyone because of a stupid thing.
Yeah, for sure. If I feel like,
was that insensitive to say?
No. I feel like if I were single, I would be doing way more like random stuff.
Way more. Wait, first, let's go down the list of your side hustles. You're a nanny. You used to work at a bar, right?
Yeah.
But then you quit that for the nanny gig. And then what else do? You work with elderly people?
Yeah. And right now, I don't have a full-time job. I'm just like piecing together all of these part-time jobs.
Right. But, and you work at bar.
Yeah.
Pure bar.
Yes. But I mean, like, I really like the idea of, you know, I like the Instacart and Uber type thing where you can just log on and work, you know, like almost what you want. That really appeals to me. If I weren't married, I was just single, I'd probably be constantly doing stuff instead of just watching TV every night. Like John and I mean, I have to make dinner, or he makes dinner. Like, we eat dinner together and we watch TV, or we just hang out and we have to spend time together, you know, like that's just part of a relationship. But so he's like, I guess, my other part-time job. But if I were single, I feel like I would be constantly, you know, doing things like you are, like Uber and different things, just saving up money.
Yeah. Does he have any side hustles too?
No. He used to do guitar lessons in Florida when we lived in Florida, to a couple of different kids. But he hasn't done that in a long time. His job is pretty good. He doesn't really need it. He would like to play with his band. He's got a bluegrass band. They're supposed to have shows. Eventually, shows are all dead, but that would be ideal for him, is to do get back into music.
He got paid with the shows?
No, they never actually even had any shows. They're just practicing. But he could. He has done little things like free shows or open mic night things, and they got some tips and stuff, but it was like $20 each, you know.
Hey, gas money for the week.
Yeah.
But
yeah, let me see. So have you done any other things in your past besides, you know, Uber? And I guess when you think side hustle, you do think like Uber or Instacart, but
or Lyft. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It could be really anything though.
Yeah. My mom doesn't work anymore, so she does Lyft once in a while. I think I told you that. Yeah. So I don't know, like, what have I done in my life? I've had maybe 35 jobs.
Wow. Yeah.
I started working when I was maybe 14. I started babysitting. And then in college, I nannied. I'd always had a job on campus. I don't know. And then I did retail. Oh my God, the worst job I ever had was Abercrombie.
Really?
Ugh, I worked at Abercrombie in high school. It was the worst job I ever had. Well, it was very vain, and I, if you can believe it, and back then I was also pretty vain. I was like really thin and always had my nails done, and like my hair was always like very like whatever. And so when I walked in to get a job, to get the job, like they were just like, yeah, you look the part. And then like, oh yeah, and all the they put all the ugly people in the back, all the fat people. I'm not kidding you. All the fat people and all the people with acne. Like, thank God I was on Proactiv at the time, because all the people with acne and bad hair and they that was fat, they put it in, them in the stock room. All the pretty people, they put them in the front. I wish I could make this shit up. It was like crazy. It was so crazy. And like, oh my God. And we got like 0 hours. It was you were I was so broke. I was pretty much only working there so I could tell my friends I worked at Abercrombie. And then you also it was just the worst job. And it was so boring. And they had the worst dress code. It was so boring. It was so boring. And half my job was just listening to parents come in and say, "Why is the music so loud? Why is it so dark in here?" Like, bitch, I don't know. If you don't like it here, leave. Like, like it was so annoying. It was, oh, that was the worst job. That was probably the worst job. Oh, and then once I went to work in UGGs because it was snowing. This was in high school when I lived in Connecticut. And that you're not allowed to wear anything except Converse or flip-flops. And then I was like, I'm not wearing flip-flops or Converses. It's literally a blizzard outside. Like, they're like, no, then you have to leave. And this is a no going to be a no-call, no-show. I think that's when I was fired. Yeah, that I think that's the day I was fired.
At Abercrombie?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Also,
Yeah.
that's kind of funny. Flip-flops or Converse, like those are, that's so
Yeah.
2000s, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still the thing, if that's still the dress code. Oh, and you had to say, "Hey, what's going on?" instead of "Hey, what's up?" or anything. "Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Abercrombie." Like, ugh. God, shoot me in the fucking face. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I'll never work retail again. I hope I don't have to bite my words one day, but it was.
The most, I think talking back about like spending the money on extra things, I think my best side hustle was in Arizona when I worked. I had a full-time sales job, but then I also taught, was a bar instructor for a little bit. And that was, I only taught maybe like two, three classes a week. I'm trying to remember. I said, you know, it's so hard. It's memories go away. I feel I'm not that old, but I feel like it's so hard to remember how many classes a week did I teach. But they paid you $20 a class, so it
Wow.
was, you know, I made, you know, maybe $60 a week, and they PayPal'd the money, and that was awesome. I don't think I ever put it into my bank account because you can check out online, you know, with PayPal. So that was like literally just what I used to
Oh.
buy leggings and clothes and stuff, because I felt like it was free money. Not really free money, but
Yeah.
I liked teaching class, and it was really convenient that it was in my PayPal balance, which is also really sketchy too,
Yeah,
that
that's
they pay
really,
us in
really
PayPal. I
weird.
feel like
Like,
that's
what? That's strange.
and then after I quit, like a few months later, they emailed me and they were like, "Hey, we," because it was like tax season time, like, "Hey, we lost your W-4 or what is the thing you fill out?" They lost my form
W2.
that I, yeah, W-2. They lost my form I filled out when I first started, and could I please fill out another one and send it over? And I was like, "No, like this is free money now. Like the government doesn't clearly doesn't know about it since they lost my
Macy, I'm
W."
not gonna air this part.
The government can't find me.
They can literally find anyone. Like, literally, they can find anyone. Okay? They need all, what they need is all women working in the government, especially the IRS. I'm sure, you know, have you ever answered the, like, have you ever called the IRS? It's usually a woman that answers the phone. That's why they can always find you. Okay? Like, like they're like, investigation skills are unmatched.
You know what you can do? whenever you're editing, you might be able to like put a little song or like a little sound over whatever you're trying to get rid of what I say, so people aren't totally confused, because then it'll come back to you being like, I'm not going to air this, and so it won't be just like a missing chunk, it'll just be like beep, not like a bleep, but like music or something random to show that you were censoring me.
Okay. Well, I was going to do like this, send it to an editor, but that costs $40. So I don't know, but I kind of want to, because I kind of want to spend the 40. I'd rather spend the money and not edit. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll split it with you. You can try it once. Okay. Let's try it once and just make sure the quality is good, and hopefully they do it well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to go in 5 minutes. So what else do we have to say about?
So another side hustle that I barely made any money with, but I was a wag walker with the dog walking.
Oh, yes. That looks like fun.
Pretty difficult to make money with it, but I with my full-time job last year, or no, I guess it was 2019, I was in a hip area, there's a lot of apartments and stuff, and I was like, maybe I could walk the dogs on my lunch break. And it didn't work out as well as I'd hoped, because it was really hard to get a walk. I think there must be a lot of walkers on the app, so it was kind of like Uber or Instacart, where it pops up and you can claim it. And so every time I got a text, I was like freaking out trying to claim this dog walk. I want to walk this dog. And then it was really hard to get them, but I did get a few walks. I probably only did like 10 or 15 different walks. But you get paid about, I think it's like $9 for 30 minutes.
It's like 18 an hour.
Yeah. So it's really, it was hard to get actual walks. That was like the definition of a side hustle, because you can't make a living being a wag walker, because but that one was kind of nice. I just feel more accomplished whenever I have little things like that and make some money with my time.
Yeah, like that's the thing, like should you be looking for, do you ever wonder, should you be looking for like another full-time job, or are you happy with the a bunch of part-time jobs? Like what's your end goal?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with my where I'm at right at this moment. I'm reducing my nannying, actually. I was gonna totally quit it, but I just decided that I could just do once a week, because the mom hasn't found a replacement for me yet. So I'm just gonna do once a week, and I don't know, I kind of like the flexibility. And I'm actually not making too far off what I was before, like with my salary.
Oh, that's like, great. That's great.
Yeah. So like I do elder care and I nanny, and I'm working as a sales manager of a bar studio, which is part-time because it's a small bar studio. And then my dad wants me to manage his properties. This small apartment complexes, like duplexes in Florida, and he's been doing this for a year now. I'm technically the property manager, and people just mail their rent to me and complain to me about their issues. And he still hasn't paid me yet. I think he's supposed to be paying me. He said he's gonna pay me $20 an hour, but I haven't been paid yet.
This sounds like a great idea.
This is one of my other side hustles. So I think, I don't know, it's tricky. Now he's like saying how somehow he wants to maybe lease the properties. He wants me to make my own LLC, and then he'll lease the properties to me, and I'll just pay him like a monthly rent, but then I'll collect all the rent from the tenants. It's just very complicated. That's like another thing that is what I'm doing.
Do you see my face? Do you think I think this is a good idea? Okay, you have told me a lot about your father.
Yeah.
Seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
With all I know about your father, and just knowing, you know, mixing business with pleasure, or with family, I guess, mixing like business with family. Yeah, that sounds like a foolproof plan. Good job with that. I can't wait to hear more.
Luckily, it's pretty hands-off. Like, there's not a whole lot. I mean, I just try to get repairmen to fix their washers and dryers. And, like, there's – I mean, I can go a whole week without even thinking about the properties or doing anything because it's not rent week and nobody's reached out to me about – with complaint. But it's – he's, like, wants to retire. He's, like, thinking about retirement, and I guess he's trying to figure out what he should do with all this random stuff he owns, like those apartments and – he's just got other, I don't know what else. So he's trying to, I think that that's part of his mind. He's like, okay, well, I don't think he wants to just suddenly die and suddenly I own.
Jesus.
Like, I don't think he wants like it to just be drastic. Like suddenly me and my sister.
How old is your dad?
61.
He's not dying for another 30 years.
I know. He's just thinking about it. I don't know. Cause his dad died last year. So maybe that's like, making him kind of spurring his thought process on what he should be doing with his all his assets and trying to slowly get my me and my sister involved. I think that's what
I don't do you know. Want to do that?
I don't know. It's I don't know. I'm fine with see, I don't like accepting help or like accepting money, so it's not like exactly, not like it would be a handout exactly, but it's like.
But he hasn't really paid you yet.
I know, but he's wanting, I mean, eventually I'm probably going to own these properties. Like, that seems like what we're working towards. If he doesn't sell them, he's going to like put it in his will or just put somehow, I don't know. At some point, I'll probably own them, which is nice, but also I feel like I don't deserve, you know, I feel like I don't need somebody helping me, like just giving me stuff. I don't really like to just be given stuff. Like, I guess it's sort of like, what's the thing with the family thing where like the family just promotes each other in a business and stuff? Is there a word for that?
Nepotism?
Yeah. That's what I don't like. I don't know.
Oh, I think nepotism would be amazing. I wish my parents had something they could just give me. Are you kidding?
Isn't your dad pretty well off? Like maybe you'll get something.
Well, yeah, but I don't speak to him anymore. So.
Oh. Does he have other kids?
No. No, I'm an only child.
Well, I thought you said didn't he get remarried? Didn't you say that?
He almost had gotten remarried, but he screwed that up and she had kids. Oh. And I almost used to have brother and sister, but yeah, he screwed that up. So,
well, I mean, I'm assuming he probably won't be bequeathing all his stuff to like the local radio station. He doesn't
have that much stuff. He has like a nice car and maybe like a life insurance policy or something, which they can take or leave. But
how old is he?
He's like 60 something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what he has. I honestly don't I kind of don't care. But yeah.
Anyway, do you need to get going?
Yeah. But that being said, if he had something that I actually did care about, like a business that was actually really doing well. No, I still wouldn't talk to him. Fuck it. No. It's blood money at this point. Okay. Let's pick this back up maybe. I don't know when. I don't know when you're free.
Yeah, I think I've kind of covered all my side hustles or the ones that I have anything interesting to say about. I don't know, do you have more to say?
I guess I wanted to touch on the fact that like there are people that are picking up side hustles that never have before because of this pandemic, and is it worth it? Like, because I kind of feel exhausted. Like I'm exhausted. Like I Ubered all last night. I slept today until 4, on and off. And then I slept yesterday until 9 p.m. And then I Ubered until 4 a.m. So I'm tired.
It sounds like your sleep cycle is off.
It's pretty fucked up. But I gotta get going. So
All right, have fun.
Okay. Okay. Sorry I put in my two cents about your whatever. Do whatever you want with the property.
Yeah, it's not exactly fun. He wants me to like do the taxes for it too and stuff. I'm like, okay, I don't know how to do. I barely know how to do my own taxes.
He sounds like, okay, never mind. Okay. That sounds like a great plan. I wish you the best of luck in all of your endeavors.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. What?
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow, Bachelor.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Hello? Hey.
Hey.
Let me see if I can.
I can't see you.
I'm trying to fix that. Oh, my webcam's off. Okay. Hey.
Yeah. Sorry. We got stuck doing lawn work, yard work.
Oh, that's okay.
Trying to hopefully get some grass because it's just like straight hard clay. So we got tons of bags of dirt from Home Depot and dumped them and like spread it around. And we're going to plant some grass seeds and hopefully that will work.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah, it's very fun.
Okay, sure. Wait, you mean that? Do you like gardening?
No, it was not fun.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's kind of satisfying once you're done. But I can tell I'm going to be sore tomorrow with my body from all the bending over. And I got a few plants too and planted them. But yeah, I can tell I'm going to be sore. But it looks nice. The yard looks a lot better already. I mean, it's still just dirt, but now it's black dirt instead of the clay. I don't know.
Funny. Yeah. I wait, clay, like Georgia clay, like red clay?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you don't like that? Most people love that.
Well, it doesn't grow anything. It's just like ours is so hard, it's almost turned into rock. Almost it's the top of it is so hard and condensed that plants don't want to grow, or that nothing grows naturally. Like if I plant a bush, we have some bushes that I've planted that are good. But like grass and weed. There's not even any weeds. It's weird. They just don't want to grow in the clay.
That's funny. Yeah. I like would love to have a garden one day, like a really pretty like garden. But the thought of me making the garden makes me not want a garden. However, I want to get like a little thing for my windowsill for like the railing, like so it can have like a little railing garden. But like just have like roses and, well, I can't make roses, I guess, but just like have like tulips or something.
Yeah. You know what I figured out recently? So, you know, tulips and things that come from a bulb, you know, like the bulb you plant. I didn't realize this. Maybe everybody knew this, but the bulb comes back. Like you plant it and it turns into a flower. And then whenever it blooms and winter comes and it dies, you think it's like dead, but it actually like comes back the next year. The bulb is still just waiting. I don't know if everybody knew this, but I was like, wow, I'm really pumped about it because I actually got some bulbs and planted them because it seemed very low effort. Like it'll come back next year. It's not gonna die.
Oh yeah, they always come back next year. I know that because my roommate, she planted tulips and they would just spring up. But I don't know. Frankie, please. He's meowing at the wall.
I think maybe in Florida, bulbs aren't as popular because the ground is pretty sandy.
Yeah, and they have the weird grass, the hard grass.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I don't know. Maybe I just I think I knew it, but I never thought about it. Now that I have a house and I want to plant things, I just hadn't. So I'm pumped about it because it seems really easy.
Sexy, right? Sorry. My allergies are killing me today. Okay. How do you feel about plants inside your house?
I like it. I have a bunch.
I hate that. I don't know why. It's like one of the biggest pet peeves. Like, I like flowers because there's no dirt. Like, just, you know, like in a vase. But like, I don't know. I don't like potted plants. I don't like dirt inside the house. Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe like when I was a kid, my mom used to have like a lot of potted plants around the house. And whenever she would pick them up to water them, or like if it would fall, the dirt would be everywhere and it'd be a huge mess. And I'd be like, why is there dirt in the house?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can see that. I haven't really had any issues with them making a mess. I like it because it's supposed to help clean the air. It makes me feel like my air quality is a little bit better because the plants help make more oxygen. It's almost just makes me feel like I'm making a healthier environment or something, but okay. Who knows how much oxygen they actually give to my living room.
Sure. I can see that.
So you want to talk
about... Yeah, we can get going. We can get started. So you don't have a lot of time. I guess today, actually, let me, do you have anything to drink?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me neither.
I know, I can grab one. I'll grab a drink right now. I just thought maybe you weren't since you were going to yoga.
Listen, I don't care. See, this is how I feel. If I drink and then go to yoga, it's perfect because it's hot and it detoxes me. Okay, great. I'm glad I can be a good influence on you.
Okay. I don't think I'll have anything. I've already thought about it. I don't think I'm gonna have anything tomorrow for Bachelor because I just feel like I've been drinking too much lately. Like I need a break. But
same. Sometimes I take a break. But I'm just having this much. That's not a lot. Oh, what are you drinking?
It is Sweetwater Hard Seltzer, like their new one. I just got it at the store yesterday. It's pretty good. I like it.
Nice.
It says it has electrolytes in it.
Oh my God. Well, you're going to need that if you're drinking, right?
Does anybody even know what electrolytes are or what they do?
Yeah, they like give you energy or something.
Well, that's what you think because of Gatorade. You're like, oh, Gatorade has electrolytes. But what are they even? They're just weird. I don't know.
I don't know. I know like once I fainted, I went to the hospital and they gave me like a lot of electrolytes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyways. So hi Macy. Welcome. Well, I don't have to say welcome, I guess, because you're the co-host. So, okay. I don't know an intro. I don't know what our new intro should be.
Maybe you can just introduce yourself and you can, this one podcast I like, there's two people that do it and the one guy, he always just kind of introduces both of them. He's like, I'm Knox and this is Jamie and we're, I don't know, like he just kind of introduces both of them. So maybe actually, so you could do the intro, you could say like you're Stephanie, I'm Macy. And then this is what this other podcast does. Then the second girl, she says, and today we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk, and they just kind of like
switch off seamlessly. So I can say, I'm Stephanie and you're Macy, or I'm Stephanie and this is Macy. And then you can say, hey, and today we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And also say Gossiping Grigio too.
Okay. All right, one, two. And I'm going to ask you what you're drinking again, because I'm going to start it from here.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, and welcome to Gossip and Grigio. I'm your host, Stephanie, and this is our co-host, Macy.
Hey, today we're going to talk about side hustles. Do you have one? Should you get one? Are they annoying? Should you? You know, everything about side hustles. Stephanie, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a red wine from Trader Joe's.
Oh, yes.
It's a Shiraz.
The Charles Shaw?
No, it's not the Charles Shaw. Oh, yeah, it is Charles Shaw. 2016. Oh, yeah. It's aged, okay?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Getting your $3 worth here. What are you drinking?
Sweetwater hard seltzer. They have a new one. It's this one is mango passion fruit. It's really good. I just tried it. I just got it yesterday. It's really, I really like it. Highly recommend.
Nice. Okay, side hustles. We both have side hustles, so I thought this was appropriate. I do some delivery and ride sharing on top of my full-time 40 hours a week job. Plus I also do the podcast, and I've been doing that for, I guess, maybe 5 years. The ride sharing and having a full-time job. But I thought it was appropriate to get back into Ubering with everything being so unsteady now with a pandemic. But what about you?
Are you mostly doing it because just to have some extra money, or as to just like pay bills, or what's your main motivation to do that with your full-time job?
It's like extra money. Like, I feel like my full-time job pretty much just covers my bills. But if I want to actually go shopping or go out to eat or buy, like, you know, the nice wine and cheese, you know, and not have to budget, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I do it.
Do you keep your Uber money separate from your regular money? Is there a way that you keep track of that?
I don't. So I really should. I really should. And it gets really confusing. I have all of my rideshare money going on to one specific card. So I guess it is separate, but then like my tax returns just went onto that card. And if I, you know, get anything from the government, it also goes onto that card. So, I mean, I guess it is separate. But I don't really keep track of, like, oh, I'm going to go grocery shopping. Let me use this card. I don't do that. I just kind of interchange them, which is bad.
Yeah. I have done a lot of random side hustles. Mm-hmm. And it's always kind of for what you say. Like, I hate spending money on, I just feel guilty or bad about spending money on clothes or just different extra things, even though I should be able to budget for it. I just feel like I'm wasting money. So I like, whenever I have a side hustle or extra money, I feel like, oh, now I can just waste this money. Like, I can buy whatever I want with it. This is just extra.
Exactly. Which is terrible, but it's true. Like,
I know.
You know, like we went to go get facials the other day, right? Mm-hmm. Was that Monday? So if I didn't do rideshare, I probably wouldn't have done something frivolous like get a facial, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm trying to remember my first, right now I don't really have anything except for, you saw it, it's on my car.
Oh my gosh, yes.
When I first got laid off a year ago from due to COVID,
I was
like side hustle city. Like I did Shipt and Instacart, like the shopper type thing.
My mom loves Instacart. It's like, I feel like Okay, who uses it? Like, who did you drop? I have so many questions. Who did you drop off Instacart for? Like, was it like elderly people or just people that didn't want to go to the store?
Yeah, so it was, I was very, during the hot time of the pandemic is when I did it. So it was, mm-hmm. I was just like a lot of more normal, like regular people, because I think a lot of people were too scared to go to the store. And I'm like, sure, I guess I'll risk my life for you.
Oh my God.
So it was, that was a really hot time for Instacart and Shipt. But Instacart, so I did notice a difference between the clientele between Instacart and Shipt. I tried to do both just to see what was, because you kind of just log on, kind of like Uber, and just see what's on there and see if you can grab anything. Instacart was a little bit richer people, honestly. From the, like, it was like nicer like houses or nicer places. And then Shipt seemed to be more like apartments or like regular or even like students. There was a couple I did around the Georgia Tech area. And I'm not sure why that is, but and maybe that was just the chance of the random things I got assigned. But Instacart seemed to be more like middle class, upper middle class, and then Shipt was like lower middle or like students, or I don't know. That's just from my brief observations. But in it's tip heavy, so you get paid by Instacart and Shipt, but then it's honestly like 50% of my pay was tips.
Wow.
So it was tough if somebody didn't tip or they barely did. But the nice thing about Instacart is they choose a tip before it even gets picked up by you. So when I'm looking on the app, I say, okay, this one has a $10 tip. Like, I'm going to take it. Shipt is after the fact. So it's hard to say. You have no, it was more rolling the dice because some people just don't tip at all or it was low. And they also might forget, because I've done Shipt before where it'll like email me and it's like a couple days later and I'll be like, you need to leave a tip. I'm like, oh crap, I didn't leave a tip. So the system was Shipt. I didn't love it as much, but anyway, that actually wasn't too much of a side hustle. So that was more of just like my normal hustle, because I was got laid off, but I also was getting unemployment too. So I guess it was sort of a side hustle to my unemployment.
should I air the fact that you got unemployment? Well, you're jigging the system.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tricky because I think
because you weren't really because it wasn't as much as what you were making at your regular job.
Yeah, and I was a contract. Oh my gosh, I forgot how complicated this is going to make taxes this year. Oh my gosh. But
oh, I just filed my taxes. Like, I filed my taxes the day before you were allowed to. Like, so it was just kind of waiting in, I don't know, digital land until like the IRS would accept it, because I wanted that refund so quick and I didn't get that $600 stimulus. So yeah, so I had to claim it on my taxes. So I was like, I want this. Like, so yeah, so I finally got it back. Please, Frankie, yeah, please.
We got the $600 stimulus. I don't know why we did. Like, I heard a lot of people didn't get it.
Yeah. I didn't get it because I called the IRS, which was like a fun time. And they were just like, oh yeah, some people just didn't. So you're just gonna have to claim it on your taxes. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, come on.
How is that an answer?
Jesus.
Some people just didn't get it.
But they always seem to take out their money of my paychecks. How about that?
I know.
And you know what? Okay, I want to start like an Instagram account. This is so off the topic. But I want to start an Instagram account that just goes over like all the potholes in Atlanta. And then I want to show how much my paycheck has been taken out, like for taxes for Georgia, and like, oh, not one penny of my taxes that was taken out of my paycheck went to fix this pothole. You have something to say, Keisha Lance Bottoms?
I think we've talked about this before. I think since we're paying the government, that they should provide us with some sort of line
itemized. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, what are you doing? Like, if
they
pay out, where?
They do. Like, if you Google it, they have, like, you know, how much of the state's budget goes to such and such.
Well, okay, that's true. That's a lot of math, though. I want them to do it for me and tell me, you know, if I pay $1,000. If I pay $1,000 in taxes, I want you to tell me how much is, like.
Like, where it went?
Yeah. That's what I'm irritated about litter too. Like in my neighborhood, there's a lot of litter problems, which obviously isn't just the government. Like it's annoying, stupid people littering all the time.
Right.
But I feel like the government should be trying to clean it up because the city looks pretty trashy when there's litter everywhere. So what are we doing? I would love to spend some tax dollars on picking up litter because I'm tired of picking it up around my house. I'm so tired of it. It's like doing your nails. Like it lasts like 4 days. And then I'm like, why did I do that? Now I have to pick it up again. There's more litter.
You pick it up with your bare hands?
No, I use, I have like a little picker upper thing. But
yeah,
I mean,
you told me about that.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you know, you do your nails and they last a couple days and you chip it and you're like, oh, what was the point of me doing this? And then
yeah.
I feel like picking up the litter, I feel the same way. It's like I pick it all up and it looks good for only a couple of days before people start littering again. And it's really frustrating. Anyway, taxes, super fun. But yeah, back to what I don't even think I explained it. So I have an advertisement on my car right now that I filled out. It was carvertize.com. I filled it out when I first got laid off. Yeah. When I first got laid off, I applied for it and they said, oh, we'll reach out if you qualify for any campaigns. And they didn't reach out until about 2 weeks ago. So it took them a year before I qualified. Yeah.
Maybe they were just like over flooded with people or something.
Or I think also they might not have even had any Atlanta campaigns. Like I think they let you apply even if they, because they also have to get customers that will pay them to do car advertisements. So right now I have a mask on my car.
It says wear a
it's
mask,
like a blue
right?
mask on the, yeah, it says mask up. And it's funny, we've gotten a couple people that like are happy and like do a thumbs up or something or smile. And then John was driving it yesterday and he said somebody flipped him off. He thinks.
Really? Was it his driving skills?
No, he said he was just sitting there at a stop sign waiting to turn and some guy flipped him off.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Yeah, you guys should go driving in Kennesaw. Did I tell you about what happened to me in Kennesaw?
I'm not sure. I don't remember Kennesaw specifically.
How I picked up this really...
Oh yes, the Uber yeah. horrible people, yeah
from this whole very interesting family, let's just say, that talk a little bit like this, and I picked them up from a gun range because that's where they were having their holiday party, and they did not want to wear a mask because the government's a liar. So yeah, that's how that, and he broke my door. Okay. He's like, I don't want to have to wear no mask. He's so bad. Like, it was traumatizing. I was traumatized. I am traumatized. Was traumatized. Bitch, I am traumatized. Oh, my God. It was a lot. So, I mean, it's stuff like that, like, situations like that, that makes me think, like, do I really want to have, like, a side hustle? And should I, if I quit, you know, doing rideshare, would I be able to just, like, survive on my like regular budget, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's stuff like that, but I don't know. I like being financially independent, and I feel like right now it's good to have like a little bit of cushion as well. Excuse me. And be able to save a little something, cuz you never know what's going to happen. Like, you know, I don't know. It kind of freaks me out because I mean the fact that, you know, someone I know, your job was affected by this pandemic, like, you know, and that's shocking to me because I know you're a good employer and there's no reason that you would ever have to consider not having a job other than this stupid fucking virus going around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just feel like it can happen to anyone. So I feel like I have to put up with the bullshit so that I can have like a cushion. Cause I mean, my job's not promised tomorrow. And that's what freaks me out. You know, it's not promised for anyone because of a stupid thing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Was that insensitive to say?
No. I feel like if I were single, I would be doing way more, like random stuff.
Wait, first, let's go down the list of your side hustles. You're a nanny. You used to work at a bar, right?
Yeah.
But then you quit that for the nanny gig. And then what else do? You work with elderly people?
Yeah, yeah. And right now, I don't have a full-time job. I'm just like piecing together all of these part-time jobs.
Right. And you work at bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Pure bar.
Yes, but I mean, like, I really like the idea of, you know, I like the Instacart and Uber type thing where you can just log on and work, you know, like right. almost what you want. That really appeals to me. If I weren't married, I was just single, I'd probably be constantly doing stuff instead of just watching TV every night. Like John and I mean, I have to make dinner or he makes dinner. Like we eat dinner together and we watch TV or we just hang out and we have to spend time together, you know, like that's just part of a relationship. But mm-hmm. so he's like, I guess my other part-time job. but if I were single, I feel like I would be constantly, you know, doing things like you are, like Uber and different things, just saving up money.
Yeah. Does he have any side hustles too?
No, he used to do guitar lessons in Florida when we lived in Florida, to a couple of different kids, but he hasn't done that in a long time.
Mm.
His job is pretty good. He doesn't really need it. He would like to play with his band. He's got a bluegrass band. They're supposed to have shows. Eventually, shows are all dead, but that would be ideal for him is to do get back into music.
He got paid with the shows?
No, they never actually even had any shows. They're just practicing. But he could. He has done little things like free shows or open mic night things, and they got some tips and stuff, but it was like $20 each, you know.
Hey, gas money for the week.
Yeah.
But
yeah, let me see. So have you done any other things in your past besides, you know, Uber and... I guess okay. when you think side hustle, you do think like Uber or Instacart, but
or Lyft, really, yeah.
Yeah, it could be really anything though.
Yeah, my mom doesn't work anymore, so she does Lyft once in a while. I think I told you that, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, what have I done? In my life, I've had maybe 35 jobs.
Wow, yeah.
I started working when I was maybe 14. I started babysitting. And then in college, I nannied. I'd always had a job on campus. I don't know. And then I did retail. Oh, my God. The worst job I ever had was Abercrombie. Yeah. Ugh, I worked at Abercrombie in high school. It was the worst job I ever had. Well, it was very vain. And if you can believe it. And back then I was also pretty vain. I was like really thin and always had my nails done and like my hair was always like very like whatever. And so when I walked in to get the job, like they were just like, yeah, you look the part. And then like, oh yeah. And they put all the ugly people in the back, all the fat people. I'm not kidding you. All the fat people and all the people with acne, like, thank God I was on Proactiv at the time because all the people with acne and bad hair and that was fat. They put them in the stock room. All the pretty people, they put them in the front. I wish I could make this shit up. It was like crazy. It was so crazy. And like, oh my God. And, we got like 0 hours. I was so broke. I was pretty much only working there so I could tell my friends I worked at Abercrombie. and then it was just the worst job and it was so boring and they had the worst dress code. It was so boring. It was so boring. And half my job was just listening to parents come in and say, why is the music so loud? Why is it so dark in here? Like, bitch, I don't know. If you don't like it here, leave. Like, it was so annoying. That was the worst job.
Yeah.
That was probably the worst job. Oh, and then once I went to work in Uggs because it was snowing. This was in high school when I lived in Connecticut. And you're not allowed to wear anything except Converse or flip-flops. And then I was like, I'm not wearing flip-flops or Converses. It's literally a blizzard outside. Like, They're like, no, then you have to leave. And this is a going to be a no call, no show. I think that's when I was fired. Yeah, I think that's the day I was fired.
At Abercrombie?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Also, that's kind of funny. Flip-flops or Converse, like, those are, that's so 2000s, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still the thing, if that's still the dress code. Oh, and you had to say, hey, what's going on? Instead of, hey, what's up or anything. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Abercrombie. Like, God, shoot me in the fucking face. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds horrible.
I'll never work retail again. I hope I don't have to bite my words one day, but it
was Yeah, I, the most, I think talking back about like spending the money on extra things, I think my best side hustle was in Arizona when I worked. I had a full-time sales job, but then I also taught, was a bar instructor for a little bit. And that was, I only taught maybe like 2-3 classes a week. I'm trying to remember. I said, you know, it's so hard. It's, memories go away. I feel, I'm not that old, but I feel like it's so hard to remember. How many classes a week did I teach? But they paid you $20 a class. So it was, you know, I made, you know, maybe $60 a week. And they PayPal'd the money. And that was awesome. I don't think I ever put it into my bank account because you can check out online, you know, with PayPal. So that was like literally just what I used to buy leggings and clothes and stuff because I felt like it was free money, not really free money, but I liked teaching. I liked teaching class, and it was really convenient that it was in my PayPal balance, which is also really sketchy too. That
That's really, really weird. Like what? That's strange.
And then after I quit, like a few months later, they emailed me and they were like, "Hey, we," because it was like tax season time. Like, hey, we lost your W-4 or what is the thing you fill out? They lost my W-2. They lost my form I filled out when I first started. And could I please fill out another one and send it over? And I was like, no, like this is free money now. Like the government clearly doesn't know about it since they lost
my W-2. I'm not going to air this part.
The government can't find me.
They can literally find anyone. Like literally they can find anyone. Okay, they need all, what they need is all women working in the government, especially the IRS. I'm sure, you know, have you ever answered the, like, have you ever called the IRS? It's usually a woman that answers the phone. That's why they can always find you. Okay, like their like investigation skills are unmatched.
You know what you can do? Whenever you're editing, you might be able to like put a little song or like a little sound over whatever you're trying to get rid of what I say so people aren't totally confused, because then it'll come back to you being like, I'm not going to air this, and so it won't be just like a missing chunk, it'll just be like beep, not like a bleep, but like music or something random to show that you were censoring me.
Okay, well I was going to do like this send it to an editor, but that costs $40. So I don't know, but I kind of want to, because I kind of want to spend the 40. I'd rather spend the money and not edit. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll split it with you. You can try it once. Okay. Let's try it once and just see how, make sure the quality is good. And hopefully they do it well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to go in 5 minutes. So what else do we have to say about...
So another side hustle that I barely made any money with, but I was a wag walker with the dog walker.
Oh, yes. That looks like fun.
It's pretty difficult to make money with it. But with my full-time job last year, or no, I guess it was 2019, I was in kind of a hip area where there's a lot of apartments and stuff. And I was like, maybe I could walk the dogs on my lunch break. And it didn't work out as well as I hoped, because it was really hard to get a walk. I think there must be a lot of walkers on the app, so it was kind of like Uber or Instacart where it pops up and you can claim it. And so every time I got a text, I was like freaking out trying to claim this dog walk. I want to walk this dog. And then it was really hard to get them, but I did get a few walks. I probably only walked I probably only did like 10 or 15 different walks. But you get paid about, I think it's like $9 for 30 minutes. So,
oh, well, so it's like 18 an hour.
It's yeah. So it's really, it was hard to get actual walks. That was like the definition of a side hustle, because nobody, you can't make a living being a wag walker, because
right.
But that one was kind of nice. I don't know, I guess I just feel more accomplished whenever I have little things like that and make some money with my time.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like, okay, so, okay, should we be doing all these? Okay, should you be looking for, do you ever wonder, should you be looking for like another full-time job, or are you happy with the part, a bunch of part-time jobs? Like, what is your, what's your end goal?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with my, where I'm at right at this moment. I'm reducing my nannying, actually. I was going to totally quit it, but I just decided that I could just do once a week, because the mom hasn't found a replacement for me yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to do once a week. And I don't know, I kind of like the flexibility. And I'm actually not making too far off what I was before, like with my salary.
Oh, that's like, great. That's great.
Yeah. So like I do elder care and I nanny, and I'm working as a sales manager of a bar studio, which is part-time because it's a small bar studio. And then that is, oh, my dad wants me to manage his properties. He has these small apartment complexes, like duplexes in Florida, and he's been doing this for a year now. I'm technically the property manager, and people just mail their rent to me and complain to me about their issues. And he still hasn't paid me yet. I think he's supposed to be paying me. He said he's gonna pay me $20 an hour, but I haven't been paid yet.
This sounds like a great idea.
This is one of my other side hustles. So I think, I don't know, it's tricky. Now he's like saying how somehow he wants to maybe lease the properties to, he wants me to make my own LLC, and then he'll lease the properties to me, and I'll just pay him like a monthly rent, but then I'll collect all the rent from the tenants. It's just very complicated. That's like another thing that is what I'm doing.
Do you see my face? Do you think this is a good idea? Okay, you have told me a lot about your father.
Yeah.
Seems like a great guy.
Yeah.
With all I know about your father, and just knowing, you know, mixing business with pleasure, or with family, I guess, mixing like business with family. Yeah, that sounds like a foolproof plan. Good job with that. I can't wait to hear more. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Luckily, it's pretty hands-off. Like, there's not a whole lot. I mean, I just try to get repairmen to fix their washers and dryers. And, I can go a whole week without even thinking about the properties or doing anything, because it's not rent week and nobody's reached out to me with complaint. But he's like wants to retire. He's like thinking about retirement, and I guess he's trying to figure out what he should do with all this random stuff he owns, like those apartments, and he's just got other, I don't know what else. So he's trying to, I think that that's part of his mind. He's like, okay, well, I don't think he wants to just suddenly die and suddenly I own.
Jesus.
Like, I don't think he wants like it to just be drastic. Like suddenly me and my sister.
How old is your dad?
61.
He's not dying for another 30 years.
I know. He's just thinking about it. I don't know. Cause his dad died last year. So maybe that's like making him kind of spurring his thought process on what he should be doing with all his assets, and trying to slowly get me and my sister involved. I think that's what.
Want to do that?
I don't know. I'm fine with. See, I don't like accepting help or like accepting money. So it's not like exactly, not like it would be a handout exactly, but it's like.
But like he hasn't really paid you yet.
I know, but he's wanting, I mean, eventually I'm probably going to own these properties. Like, that seems like what we're working towards. If he doesn't sell them, he's going to, like, put it in his will, or just put somehow, I don't know. At some point I'll probably own them. Which is nice, but also I like feel like I don't deserve, you know, I feel like I don't need somebody helping me, like just giving me stuff. I don't really like to just be given stuff. Like, I guess it's sort of like, what's that thing with the family thing where like the family just promotes each other in a business and stuff? Is there a word for that?
Nepotism?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I don't like. I don't know.
Oh, I think nepotism would be amazing. I wish my parents had something they could just give me. Are you kidding?
Isn't your dad pretty well off? Like, maybe you'll get something.
Well, yeah, but I don't speak to him anymore. So.
Oh. Does he have other kids?
No. No, I'm an only child.
Well, I thought you said didn't he get remarried? Didn't you say that?
He almost had gotten remarried, but he screwed that up and she had kids. Oh. And I almost used to have step brother and sister, but yeah, he screwed that up. So.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming he probably won't be bequeathing all his stuff to like the local radio station.
He doesn't have that much stuff. He has like a nice car and maybe like a life insurance policy or something, which they can take or leave. But
how old is he?
He's like 60 something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what he has. I honestly don't I kind of don't care. But yeah.
Anyway, do you need to get going?
Yeah. But that being said, if he had something that I actually did care about, like a business that was actually really doing well. No, I still wouldn't talk to him. Fuck it. No. It's blood money at this point. Okay. Let's pick this back up maybe. I don't know when. I don't know when you're free.
Yeah, I think I've kind of covered all my side hustles or the ones that I have anything interesting to say about. I don't know, do you have more to say?
I guess I wanted to touch on the fact that like there are people that are picking up side hustles that never have before because of this pandemic, and is it worth it? Like, because I kind of feel exhausted. Like, I'm exhausted. Like, I Ubered all last night. I slept today until 4, on and off. And then I slept yesterday until 9 p.m. And then I Ubered until 4 a.m. So I'm tired.
It sounds like your sleep cycle is off.
It's pretty fucked up. But I got to get going. So.
All right, have fun in
yoga. Okay. Sorry I put in my 2 cents about your whatever. Do whatever you want with the property.
Yeah, it's not exactly fun. He wants me to like do the taxes for it too and stuff. I'm like, okay, I don't know how to do. I barely know how to do my own taxes.
He sounds like, okay, never mind. Okay, that sounds like a great plan. I wish you the best of luck in all of your endeavors.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. What?
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, Bachelor.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.